Welcome to Live Unashamed, where we pause the show and invite members of our team to talk vulnerably about their own recovery, things they're learning, the resources that are actually working, and what it truly means to live unashamed.
So a couple weeks ago, I was like initiated into this club that I understand, Kurt, tomorrow's a special day for you too.
Really, it is special. As men of our age, James.
Yes. Yeah.
I have tons of time.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of time. Yes.
We'll both speak at your funeral. It'll be great. That go dark?
went real quick. Took a dark turn. What? Yeah. So tell us about what your special day is tomorrow, Kurt.
You know, I remember being a 17-year-old kid, and my mom got colon cancer. It was a scary time. She's fine. She's 70-ish. I won't tell her age. So now, because my mom had colon cancer at 50, I have to get colonoscopies starting at 40. So tomorrow, my first experience.
Proud day.
So if Kurt gets up in the middle of this, it's not because he's rude.
Right.
It's because, and I actually have a few people enjoy just a good joke about poo the way my friend KF does.
Yeah. You know, when you get a colonoscopy, you gotta laugh.
Gotta embrace it.
That's just happening.
It can't not be awkward.
So. All right, you old freakers. So back to something someone cares about.
Right. Yeah.
Why do you need to have a higher power in recovery?
Yeah. Higher power in recovery. It matters. It's a big deal.
That's a wrap.
Is it a must?
Well, so in my opinion, in my experience, yes.
Which, and Kurt, let's just say this.
And I'm going to speak from the eye.
KF's kind of a god guy, right? Yeah. Like his whole platform. If you don't know Kurt Frankum runs Leading Saints, right, which is a platform for church leaders to be better leaders. Like,
he's
very pro higher power. Absolutely. Leadership around higher power.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, I know people do it, right? Like, they reach recovery with, and then they're maybe atheists, or they don't, or
do
is
they
it,
though?
But, I mean, because.
I'm not, send me an email.
Right, maybe they
guy,
do. I just who, don't, I don't want to cast judgment on anyone.
I do, actually. I do.
I don't know how it's possible.
I'm not trying to be this way. I'm dead serious. Like, if you literally know someone who is an atheist, and is like, I have been sober for 5 years. Higher power is a joke of a concept. I actually would love to talk to you.
I want it to be 8 years, though, because statistically, basically on the research, that without a higher power, 6.5 years is like kind of the, you ain't going to make it past that. So I'd love to talk to the guy that's 8 years. Yeah.
So I'm curious, as therapist, like when someone comes in and like, hey, I'm my wife found out, or my marriage is falling apart, but I don't really do the God thing. But hey, let's do some therapy. Where do we start? Like, how do you handle that from a clinical professional standpoint?
Well, I don't know that I'm the person to ask about that, but I.
Well, why not?
Well,
because here's the dirty secret. And if you don't want to come do therapy with me because of this dirty secret, I'm fine with it. Here's the dirty secret. So I go to work at this place in Tennessee. Total melting pot, right? Place I'm doing my internships is like super, super LDS, super, super like, so like they're doing their outpatient program, like their outpatient thing. And like part of their sessions is like a guy walking in, like sharing conference talks. So this is where they're at.
Okay.
Right. And so I obviously am a active Latter-day Saint in my faith doing that. So I'm a church going guy. And so I go to this melting pot and I'm like, I'm kind of newer as a therapist, so, I'm not like, I have this giant skill set forever. I'm kind of newer, and I'm in their training and whatever, and I'm like, shoot, like, I've done this at boot camp where people, like, surrender it to Jesus. I don't know how to do this when I'm in a room with people from all over the country, all faith backgrounds, and that's how that was. I've got someone who runs this, like, nonprofit in New York who is a complete atheist, to a Chick-fil-A executive, to someone in the entertainment industry in L.A., to, someone from the Midwest, who's like Bible Belt Jesus, and they're all in the same room. And so I'm like, I don't know how to do this trauma healing. So here's my dirty secret. And it's not offensive of anyone's beliefs or whatever.
And it's totally ethical as well.
And it's totally ethical. Well, no, because I don't cross ethical lines and project on people. This is my personal belief of what happens in the clinical setting.
Right.
So I get down to it, and you're there, and I've had this experience with people, and they're like, I am so ashamed of my divorce or of what happened to me in my rape or my addiction, and I just like, I don't know how to be forgiven, surrender this, let it go, and this is what I've learned. Who could hold this? Who could give you the message that you need to hear? The ocean. I'll tell you answers I've heard from actual clients. The ocean, the four winds, Mother Earth, the universe, time.
And common humanity.
Common humanity. And guess what I learned in this mixed faith therapy setting? Every time the ocean or the universe or the four winds
or
Mother Nature spoke, it's just the damnedest thing. They just say what Jesus says. So for me, my like faith crisis versus the clinical setting got super easy because in my mind, I'm like, truth is truth. And I have a feeling we're going to get there. So I know I believe in that, as it says in the Revelation, New Testament, like every knee will bow and every tongue fist. Like, I think there's a point in time where we'll all know and be operating in that personally. Right. In my faith tradition, what I've learned is I can meet you wherever you're at. So when someone's like, I'm an atheist, I'm like, cool, what do you want to do with your shame? I know, I just have to release it. Who could hold it? A rock. Great. And if the rock were here, what would it say? In so many words, that I'm saved by grace and I can surrender it to you. Which, full circle, is why I don't think you're doing recovery without a higher power.
So what do you say to the guy who's like, all right, ocean, Mother Nature, come on, that's weird, guys. Like, you know, I'm an attorney from such and such city, and I'm just
right. But if you're an attorney from freaking, I don't know, this, you're exactly right. I'm like, what, you literally believe that God put a baby in a woman, but like didn't have sex with her, but did, but maybe, I don't know, immaculate conception is the words we use, magically a half god Zeus Hercules baby ends up in this woman? That is the, that is the belief of your faith. And I'm not trying to be sacrilegious. We believe in, if you're a Christian, do you know the crazy crap you believe in? Like, have you read the book?
Right. But what if they dismiss all that? That they don't, that the ocean doesn't even do it for them? I mean, as a therapist, do they have to put it somewhere? Because don't most people, like, then they see therapy, they're just like, well, I guess if we just talk about it long enough, I just feel better.
I've never had,
no.
No, I've never had anyone feel better from talking about it.
Right, right. And I don't say it works, but isn't that the, like, do you have to take them to a place where they're like, okay, whether it's the, that table or that rock, like, you got to put it somewhere. So yeah, what are we going to do here?
There's always something that they can, that will do it. Whether it's grandma that passed on. Like, there is a higher power that will forgive them, give them grace, and give them the strength or the confidence that they need to move forward.
So what we always say is something larger than yourself.
Yeah.
That's when we're talking to clients. We're like, what's something that's larger than yourself? Because here's the truth. It's the vulnerability line. So I've had people who are not being vulnerable and they're up in their head be like, I'm an attorney and I don't need this. I'm like, cool story. And then I'm like, you know, I can deal with my addiction by myself and I don't need this. Right? I'm like, cool, go disclose to your wife. And all of a sudden that attorney, or I've worked with some people who have huge net worth, have accomplished a ton in this world.
Yeah, it gets real.
And you should see how when it gets real, like I'm like, I'm such a tough guy. I'm like, cool, tell me about the relationship with your dad. It's awesome. Right? I'm like, really? So like, tell me about when you were eight in your baseball game. All of a sudden, you meet that little boy fast. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that little boy that doesn't need a higher power. And you know what I mean? And so that's the point is, like, I'm like, you can fake it, whatever, but it's that Warren Buffett quote, like, only when the tide goes out do you see who's been swimming naked. And I love, and this is cool, if you haven't listened to it, Regina Spektor, interesting artist, not a real Jesus person, if you listen to her music, right? So this isn't some worship song. Like, mainstream world, like, she's from Russia, whole, you know, so not even all American culture. She has a song called Laughing with God. And she, and the words are, no one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. You know, no one laughs when that doctor calls you after those routine tests. And then the chorus is, but we laugh at God, you know, when we're at a cocktail party and we have a good God-centered joke, or when he's presented like a genie who does magic like Houdini or Jiminy Christmas or Santa Claus. God can be so hilarious. Ha ha. And that's the difference.
Yeah.
Is when we're in therapy, I have not met someone when it gets real that they're like, oh, I don't know. And it's the same thing like with church community. I don't need church. Cool, lose your job and be broke and see who's going to help you pay your rent. I've all of a sudden, you're going to be willing to walk into a church, right? Or when you're alone on Christmas Eve because you're divorced, you don't have your kids anymore, you might find yourself in a mess. Like you, and so I think it's that laughing with God concept of Regina Spektor is like, when it's not real for people, they don't need a higher power. When it gets real, I've never met someone who didn't. And frankly, I've never met someone who doesn't believe that there is one.
Yeah. And I think it goes back to the concepts of suffering and love, like you talk about when they, you know, give it to their dead grandma, right? They can't deny the love they felt in that context. And in life, it's almost impossible to deny that suffering exists. And when we don't know how to reconcile that, or what we don't know what to do with it, like then we suddenly start looking up, you know?
Yeah. Right. So, but I want to kind of steer off of like, why do we need a higher power in recovery? Like, why is that so important?
Well, what do you always say? Why do people look at porn? What are they looking for?
They're looking for God. Meaning, like they're looking,
meaning
they're looking for healing. They're looking to have their pain assuaged. Mm-hmm. They're looking to, you know, to find an answer to a problem. So I always, I'll tell my clients or whatever, it's like, no, porn isn't the problem. Right now, porn is your solution. Mm-hmm. So what is it solving? What is it solving for you? What pain is it covering up or masking? What's really under there? And goes back to what's the wound?
Yeah.
And if we can get to the wound, let the healer come in, let the savior, let the higher power come in, and let's work on healing the wound, right? And so, you know, usually what happens is with addiction, what we've learned is that, like, we become a fragmented version of ourselves, and often, so like it comes from like, oh, I had this addict self and then my real self, and all of a sudden we're like, we become very fragmented and not very whole or integrated as a person. Mm-hmm. And why we need a higher power in is because often I hate that fragment of myself. Mm-hmm. There's this component of self-loathing that happens. Mm-hmm. And I can't reconcile with me. But if I can bring a higher power in, often the higher power will accept that part of me faster than I will. And if that higher power will accept that part of me, it will start to open the door and give me permission to love me, the darkest parts of me.
Right, because shame's all about identity.
Right.
So who can restore identity? It's hard for me. No, Steven, you're not a loser. And that's, we talk all the time about how affirmations are a waste of time.
Sure.
Because I look in the mirror and I'm like, I'm a loser. I'm an addict. I'm fat. I'm unlovable. Whatever your shame messages are, do it. Go look in the mirror and tell yourself 100 times. I'm lovable. And the shame message that's deep inside me is going to be like, no, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, guess what I'm going to remember? That I'm not. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I hear that on autopilot. I have to try and force in the good message, where when someone else can do it, it changes it. Right? We do an exercise in our groups where we have everyone write affirmations from the first person for the person. And it's like blows people up, because like you can't deny it when Kurt puts himself in my shoes and says, if I were Steven, I would speak like this, because you're not holding my shame messages.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
hold your own.
Yeah.
But when I put you in me and you have no shame messages, you're like, oh, yeah, I as Steven am amazing, brilliant, great. Da, 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 da. And so then when I read that, I'm like, crap, he's right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then that second witness to it. And they talk all the time clinically about having our trauma healing. We get hurt by other people, so having people witness or support our healing is what works. The deepest healing we see happens when people are in group. We tell clients all the time, individual intensive, you'll get through a ton of context. Do it in a group, you'll do the deepest work. If you need more safety, get to a deeper place, do it in group. One of the big reasons why, that witnessing creates the safety. And so that's why I say, I don't know how you can do it without, because when you make mistakes in addiction and have that identity, like, if I don't have somewhere to put that, like, how do I ever reconcile the fact that I destroyed Kayla's life, that I stole money from my parents, and then I did it two more times after knowing better?
Mm-hmm.
How do I reconcile that that's just okay? That is a price in mortality I cannot repay.
Right.
Me being completely faithful to Kayla and treating her like a princess for the next 50 years of our marriage doesn't even get close to paying that back. And so there's a gap there where we would know in knowing Christ, like, grace, that's the answer. But like, there's a gap there that I'm like, you can't reconcile that. So reconcile it with whatever version you want to call your higher power, but it's going to come down to that concept. And also, I think it's that it gives purpose and meaning to your story, which is important. Because like, why? Because here's the other, people don't want to talk about it. Everyone in addiction started from a place where they were a victim, period. There is no 14-year-old boy. Go ask everyone. Go home right now or turn around. The first time you saw porn, tell me that story. You are going to get an innocent person who is confronted by what they didn't know what they were doing. Even if they went looking for it, even if they're like, I was a teenage boy and my sex drive was high, you did not know what you were picking up. Mm-hmm. You went from 2 in your curiosity to be handing a 10. Done in violence, done in lack of consent, done it like you don't know what you picked up. There is a victim in that. But we quickly move from you're not a victim of your story. You're the problem. You're the one who made all the bad choices. You're the one who acted out. You're the enemy here. You're the bad guy in the story. And that's the other part is without a higher power, I don't know how you change that narrative.
Yeah. And the word that's standing out for me is that restoration. You need some type of power to restore you.
Right.
Or you're not going anywhere.
Because how do you make sense of the victimization of that moment?
Yeah.
How do I make sense of, I was 11 years old. I was on a free game site playing miniature golf online where you drag it with the mouse and bounce off things over. Ad pops up 18 different times. This is pre-2006. So you could spam porn. Back before that was a thing, you couldn't do that, right? So click here, see new girl, exit. You know, it keeps flashing up, keeps flashing up, keeps flashing up. Are you literally telling me in that moment as an 11-year-old boy, I am accountable and I know what I'm picking up? With knowledge and knowing, I'm like, let's do it. No, it's not true. So if there's not a purpose for my suffering and a meaning, if there's not a story put together for this, which has to come in the context of a higher power. If I'm just an organism struck by lightning and it's whatever, explain to me how that story makes sense. Mm-hmm. Or I was molested, or my friends exposed me to porn, or, you know, how do you reconcile that story without a higher power? I mean, again, if someone has in this world, send me an email, because I'd love to know how you did that, because I don't think it's possible.
That's why you need a higher power in recovery.
Amen.
Preach. So want to know if we missed something in there, right? If you had a higher power, how a higher power showed up for you. And so I guess right now what I'd say is, why do you need a higher power right now, Kurt Frankum?
I need a higher power because every day I get the message that I'm the one making it happen, you know, that it's what I do that matters. And that can only go so far when what I do, when it all breaks down, that I wasn't enough that day, you know, that gaping hole, I need a higher power to step in and restore that and remind me that I can't do it without him.
Mm. Why do you need a higher power, James, today?
Need a higher power today. I mean, today specifically.
Yes.
I would just say today I need one because I have fear that, like, I've done and made mistakes that have caused trauma in my children. I mean, as a parent, like, parenting my daughter, this is where it is today. I literally had to text my wife because I, like, had this big old shame thing that's hit me for the last 2 days. My daughter, we were teaching her how to sleep. One morning, she just was crying. We were trying to sleep train her. Mm-hmm. And
like when she was a little baby.
When she was a little baby.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And I put her in her crib down in the basement because she would not stop crying. So I put her in a crib down in her basement and just made her cry it out. I have regretted that for 20 years and feared that I traumatized my child by making her cry it out. And, like, was worried about it last night. And I'm like, oh my. So I texted my wife today and I'm like, this has been hitting me. I'm, like, so scared I traumatized my kid from this. And her response back to me was, like, she gave me back, like, grace, higher power, God. Like, even if it was, we know that for the last, you know, 20 years, we have given her a home full of love and grace and kindness to hopefully make up the difference of that potentially traumatizing moment. Yeah. And hopefully God steps in and heals that.
I can do it in one word: to know that I'm worthy. Because when that piece is missing for me, the unworthy, right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'd love to know what higher power is working for you. Send us an email. Give us 5 stars on iTunes. Follow us on social media @UnashamedAndAfraid. Become an outsider with us. Help us with the movement or scholarships. Go to unashamedunafraid.com or resources, books, great things, including KF's new one, which is amazing. And so until we can get together again, we invite you to continue to live unashamed and connect with your higher power.